Good evening, and welcome to Release Your Wings.
I'm Dan Bagley, and tonight I'm interviewing Veronica McHugh. Tonight we're talking about kindness, and I think you're going to enjoy some of the thoughts she has to share with us. So, Veronica, pretty much the BKs are all about kindness, so maybe you have a manufacturing kindness plant somewhere in your psyche on there. How does one get to kindness toward most everybody, or toward everybody, maybe?
Well, as you may know, the basic teaching of the BKs is that we are all souls, and the intrinsic nature of the soul is love and peace and happiness. And it would seem to me that kindness is an aspect of all of those things.
So something I've noticed when I've been around the BKs is that it feels to me, as someone coming in from the outside, that they are about the least judgmental people that I come in contact with. And in a funny way, that feels like loving kindness. I don't know. Well, how does it feel from your side?
Well, thank you for paying us that compliment. But I suspect that because it is part of your nature that you are non-judgmental, then that's what you mirror back to others. I'm not saying, of course, the BKs don't have us, but that, yes.
You're too kind on that one. To me it feels like looking at things with a soft lens, that we
kind of
don't see those imperfections that if we're looking for them, we might find.
It's a lovely expression, looking at things and looking at others with a soft lens. And of course, as you know, that would have to be a way that you have of looking at your own self too. That with a measure of compassion, a measure of forgiveness, a measure of levity, you know, a sense of humor, whatever, that then enables you to maybe ignore or not pay too much attention when somebody screws up or behaves other than in a kind way.
I think that's a really important piece that, I mean, there's sort of that thing that some people say, you know, don't feel good about yourself. That seems silly to me. Loving yourself may be the bedrock of loving others, or seeing them as really all of us being one and the same.
Yeah, this loving yourself and loving others is sometimes a little bit difficult for me, because I subscribe to the idea that it is the inherent nature of the soul, but love is a big thing at one level. Pretty heavy duty. And so how do you, you know, wrap your heart and your head around supposedly unconditionally loving someone whom you may not even really like? And for me then, kindness would be at one level the baby steps, and not to, you know, underestimate the power of kindness, but in terms of the road to love, that I may not know at this juncture how to love you, or that I have that sufficiently emerged in my own self, but I sure as heck do know what kindness looks like. I know what kindness and respect looks like, and so that...
So that kindness, would it stretch to helping the other even if they didn't know behind the scenes you had helped them? Or is it just when you're face-to-face with them?
No, that's an interesting thing. I think that the kindness, ideally, would not be to be seen by others, because we do recognize and subscribe to that idea that comes within Christianity, that if I'm doing it to be seen by others, then I will get my reward. Somebody will see it and they'll say, oh, isn't she nice? But if it's coming from a pure and a true place, then you're not looking for acknowledgement, and you don't start complaining when you're not acknowledged, because you know that you are always the first beneficiary of whatever kindness is that you express.
So don't be a Philistine using Jesus' metaphors
within
that praying,
right.
And look how good I am.
Yes, And in that too, I was just thinking about, you know, we'll use that expression, in kind.
Yes.
Meaning like in the
yeah.
same or similar, mm-hmm. whatever. And kindness too then I see as connected with the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same. It's like doing unto others as you would, in kind, as
right.
you would have them do unto you. And so I
So it's really easy to be kind to someone who we like. But the other end of the thing, someone we dislike, someone who's acting out, or even tougher, someone we fear.
That's right.
That may probably be the hardest, if we fear, because we give them, our illusion is they have a power over us in some way.
That's
that
right.
makes us less than
yes.
capable.
Yes.
So within that, is the kindness, by doing the kindness, does that put us in a better place in terms of getting better treatment? Or I'm not talking about the reason to do it. I'm wondering
yes.
if there's the goodness you get is worth it no matter what happens on the external. And I don't know that answer.
I would think so, because you're not competing with someone else. Mm-hmm. If you are concerned with self-development and self-awareness and self-realization, then you know the onus is always on you
uh-huh.
and never on the other person.
So that
you know,
puts
theoretically,
but because if you
yes.
buy into that, then
mm-hmm.
you know, at the best, you'd say, "Oh, wow, this person
yes.
is difficult."
Yes.
Thank you for the way to improve myself.
Thank you for the way to. And if you're around people who are also interested in the same thing in terms of self-progress, well, then you can't hide. You can't, because once you start complaining, you're showing yourself.
Yeah.
You're complaining about the other person, or you're being unkind, and the only thing you're revealing is your own lack of patience or your own lack of kindness or
yeah.
whatever else. You're showing yourself. You can only ever, you know, project your own self.
Perhaps that's what we're always doing. In
yeah.
other words, we look
For
at
sure.
other people, and what we're really seeing is the reflection of ourselves.
Absolutely.
You show me someone who sees sin everywhere, I'll show you someone who indeed lives
yes,
in that world.
Yes. So that everybody's there at one level, and not meaning to be unkind,
yeah.
but to facilitate my growth. And so I need the ones who are kind, that you know, to reflect that part of my nature. And then I need the other ones, and I've allocated them perhaps that role of not being so nice, and they will show me a side of me that I need to work on.
Uh-huh.
That I haven't evolved yet or developed. And so, like you were saying earlier, that it's interesting then to see if there's a rejection of them, because it means that I'm not ready yet to look at this aspect in my own self.
There was a time close to 20 years ago that I was locked in some legal stuff that was just went on and on and on, and I found myself seeing them as the enemy. And the breakthrough fantasy I had was at the end of time, we are all of these people, I included, we're on a stage,
yes.
and we are taking curtain calls, and each of us is saying, wasn't he a wonderful heavy? Wasn't I an incredible victim of this? And we're
yes.
all taking our bows, and we're, as people on stages
yes.
will do, wasn't it an incredible role?
Yes.
And in a funny way, that gave me a lot of relief from the belief that they were indeed bad,
that
evil.
They were, exactly.
But they were playing a role for which we were all somehow in cahoots.
Yes. And yeah. that's it. It's like even you can see for your own self sometimes that in this drama of life that you actually distribute, if you like, the parts, that you are the casting director. And you say, this is the enemy, and this is the friend, and this is the hero, and so on and so forth. But then it's up to you to
you know, the downside
go beyond
of that philosophy
that.
Is that makes you totally responsible
that
for
makes
your
you
own happiness.
Completely. Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah, yeah. Oh gosh, you mean I can't blame them on ruining my day.
Right. In other words, that what happens should not be what's responsible for your happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So within that, let's come back to that being kind to oneself.
Mm-hmm.
because if I'm fussing at myself, and I have to admit that if anyone else said some of the things to me that I say to myself sometimes, Dan, how can you be so absent-minded? You're stupid.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes.
I go, oh my gosh, I would be devastated.
You would be so insulted.
Yeah. But maybe it's just habit that we sort of treat ourselves. Maybe I'll whip myself into shape, no pain, no gain kind of thing. I don't know.
I don't know that will get you there.
I'm pretty certain it won't.
Yeah. And of course, you also know that if I'm doing it to myself, there might even be the inclination to be
hold that kind
of judgment over someone else. But I think that there's variety of reasons, and one of them, you're right in saying that it's just a habit. But I also think that the soul at some level has known fullness and completion, mm-hmm. and that I sometimes say that the where sorrow resides is in the gap between our idealism and what I find myself doing.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right?
And then I beat up on myself for it.
As if beating up on yourself helps.
Is going to help, and
sometimes
that can be the residuals of my faith tradition, for instance.
Exactly.
We were taught to feel guilty, etc. And paradoxically, in the feeling guilty, that's the best I can do in the circumstance. And because I'm feeling guilty about this thing, it means I must be good.
Yeah, it gives me absolution to some degree if I feel badly enough about it. I occasionally I teach at the university.
Yeah.
And I'll occasionally have a student who says she or he, you know, normally it's she these days, is trying to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, every time I have a cigarette, I just hate myself.
Yes.
And I always find myself saying, don't do that. If you're going to have a cigarette, love yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then just
That's
don't
right.
do it as often.
That's right.
Because hating
yes.
yourself will create the
yes.
craving for another cigarette.
That's right.
So it's not no pain, no gain.
Yeah.
Because I think would agree, there's mm-hmm. no pain, no pain.
Mm-hmm. Ideally.
like French fries at McDonald's. You
ideally.
Want some pain with that? Yeah, ideally. Because
yes.
old habits die hard.
Yes.
So kindness to self is the foundation for kindness to others.
Kindness to self. Well, again, sometimes we have to admit that it is possible to practice on others.
Uh-huh.
You know, that
so
sometimes I can feel better about you than about myself.
That's nice. So by practicing on others, maybe
yes.
it gives me the encouragement to be nicer.
That's right. And then ultimately, I think that through that, you can reach the point where there is genuine love.
Yeah. So this, probably the opposite of kindness is resistance to what someone is.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
The acceptance may be also one of the first behavioral things
mm-hmm.
we do.
Acceptance
in
of
kindness.
However you are, whoever you are.
Wherever you are right
yes,
now.
Exactly.
So within that, maybe the kindness just makes life every day a little easier because there aren't so many, quote, idiots out there getting in my way, driving too slowly, coming all the way down from north to
yeah.
get in front of me and drive 7 miles an hour.
But it makes life so much easier and so
yeah.
much more pleasant. The other one seems so forceful to have to be
Absolutely.
Complaining and that nobody's up to snuff and anything.
Yeah.
It just makes for an easier and a much more pleasant life.
So does kindness mean you give everybody everything they want?
Well,
in other words, I can almost imagine someone saying, well, that means everyone's going to run all over me because I'll always do what they tell me to.
Yes. No, I don't think that's the case. But if you understand really truly what they do want, that's
so that
it, is to be able to see beyond what they're asking for and see what they really need, and to be so full in your own self that yes, you can satisfy that. You don't reject them thinking they're wanting too much or they're going to want more, but see what they're really asking for, and it could just be acknowledgement.
So that's a very nice way to wrap up to something you said at the beginning, that really kindness is listening to people, acknowledging
and
them,
yeah.
and seeing them
mm-hmm.
in a way that there is a perfectionism regardless of
That's
how
right.
they're showing up on the surface.
That's right. Yeah.
Good. Maybe that is the best thought on kindness I can have at this moment. Thank you, Veronica.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us tonight. Good evening.